This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The most valuable startup in this economy, that is venture capital backed, not publicly traded company, is generally agreed to be the shared workspace company WeWork, something like $47 billion in valuation. And that's why a report in the Wall Street Journal caught our eye. The paper says WeWork's co-founder Adam Neumann has been using his stake in the company to raise cash, $700 million in cash. He's been doing it by taking out loans against his equity and selling some of his own stock, which is interesting because WeWork's gearing up to go public this year, perhaps, and a founder trimming down his stake ahead of an IPO is not necessarily a great look. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the economics of going public are changing.
Investors in private companies want to see the company founders hold on to their stock ahead of an IPO, says Kathleen Smith at Renaissance Capital.
We like to see founders have skin in the game.
Smith's Renaissance Capital invests in newly public companies, and she says if a founder holds on to their stock ahead of an IPO, it inspires confidence. If a founder sells, investors might worry about what could happen after the company goes public.
Because they'll see a founder who has very little downside if things go wrong.
But WeWork's IPO is happening when the economy is strong. The stock market's been on the rise, too. So for WeWork's co-founder, Adam Neumann,
if he has to take out money, I guess this was the right time to do it.
That's Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners. He points out that WeWork leases space to other companies in the real estate market.
It's been doing very well. Interest rates are low. The vacancy rates are low.
The practice of selling stock in a private company before it goes public is becoming more common. The founders of Snap, Zynga, and Groupon did it ahead of their IPOs. Companies are waiting longer before going public, which makes the incentive for founders to cash out even stronger. Plus, Jay Ritter at the University of Florida says there's a growing interest from investors who want to get in early.
There's so much money from venture capital funds, sovereign wealth funds, to invest in these private companies.
But that private company stock, it's only available if someone's willing to sell it. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.